Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 Samuel 9, 3 to 13. Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, had strayed. So Kish said to his son, Saul, take one of the young men with you. Go and look for the donkeys. He passed through the hill country of Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalishah, but they did not find them. They passed through the land of Shalem, but they were not there. Then he passed through the land of Benjamin, but they did not find them. When they came to the land of Suph, Saul said to the young man who was with him, let us turn back, or my father will stop worrying about the donkeys and worry about us. But he said to them, there is a man of God in this town. He is a man held in honor. Whatever he says always comes true. Let us go there now. Perhaps he will tell us about the journey on which we have set out. Then Saul replied to the young man, but if we go, what can we bring the man? For the bread in our sacks is gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. What have we? The young man answered Saul again, here, I have with me a quarter shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God to tell us our way. Formerly in Israel, anyone who went to inquire of God would say, come, let us go to the seer, for the one who is now called a prophet was formerly called a seer. Saul said to the young man, good, come, let us go. So they went to the town where the man of God was. As they went up the hill to the town, they met some young women coming out to draw water and said to them, is the seer here? They answered, yes, he is there just ahead of you. Hurry, he has come just now to the town because the people have a sacrifice today at the shrine. As soon as you enter the town, you will meet him before he goes up to the shrine to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, since he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those eat who are invited. Now go up, for you will meet him immediately. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.